Welcome to What's Your Edge, a series of Vision Edge marketing podcasts dedicated to helping you use data analytics, process, and measurement to create an edge for you and your customers. In today's episode, we're exploring upstream and downstream marketing. Both are essential in motivating customers to adopt existing products and services. Companies and marketers have invested heavily in becoming very proficient at what we call downstream marketing. Email marketing, SEO, landing pages, events, content, and so on are all parts of downstream marketing. And without a doubt, the downstream requires solid skills. Imagine, however, that you're a really good competitive runner. You've worked hard on your pace, improving your stride and addressing your form. Come the day of an off-track race, it will all be for naught if you head in the wrong direction or make a wrong turn. This is the power and value of the upstream. Upstream marketing serves as the strategic process of identifying and fulfilling customer needs. Good competitive racers check out the course in advance to get a sense of the terrain and curves and turns. They may even run it. I know I usually do. These runners invest in creating a competitive advantage. Competitive runners also know which races are best suited to them. For example, are they better at hill or flatland running? In the business world, we're always looking for how we can create a competitive advantage based on the value we deliver and the value customers require and expect. This type of thinking and planning falls into the realm of the upstream. Upstream entails any work around defining your strategy, value proposition, and positioning, directing the innovation process for long-term sustainable growth, developing segments, analyzing how customers use a product. All programs you design and execute to bring your strategy to life, whether through tailored, personalized, account-based marketing or outbound or inbound lead generation that include tactics such as advertising, promotion, SEO, brand building events, influencer marketing, content marketing, social marketing, these are all in the downstream. So if you don't get the upstream right, the downstream will be polluted. When you are working on creating demand, demand with a capital D, you need to focus on the upstream. When you're working on creating demand, as in lead gen and account-based marketing, you are in the downstream. Let's see if we can make this clear. Upstream and downstream ask different questions because they help make different decisions. Upstream questions address what problems can we solve and what solutions should we bring to market? What segments and what customers in these segments should we target? How do we position our products and services for these segments and customers? How do we gain access to these customers? How do we accelerate product adoption? Which of our customers are loyal? Which ones are at risk? How do we improve retention and how do we grow our share with existing customers? Which customers are predispositioned to purchase? How do we reduce the time to buy and how do we improve the win rate? Without the answers to these questions, you're running in the dark when it comes to making downstream decisions. Downstream takes answers to these kinds of questions. What is the customer buying process? What will bring customers to us? Where is the best way to connect and engage with customers? What touch points are most effective? Which personas are the best to pursue? How will we score our opportunities and how do we increase the conversion rate across the stages of the customer buying process? Clearly, the upstream and downstream complement one another. You may have some advantages of being familiar with the course before you run it, but to win, you still need to be a good runner. While upstream defines your company's value proposition, it is the downstream that supports your company's value proposition. Upstream directs your innovation process to ensure long-term sustainable growth. Downstream delivers programs to support the adoption of your products now. And data and analytics are needed for both. In the upstream, you need customer insights, competitive intelligence, and data to support creating segmentation, personas, and customer journey models. In the downstream, you use your data and analytics to address activities, touch points, and channels. You need measures and metrics for both as well. Category ownership, customer lifetime value, share of wallet, these are measures that indicate how well you've tackled the upstream. Measures associated with engagement, influence, and pipeline inform your downstream success. Like competitive runners who consistently win, they leverage both the upstream and the downstream. High-performing organizations invest in excelling at both. Hope you found this episode of What's Your Edge helpful. What's Your Edge is the creation of Vision Edge Marketing. Vision Edge Marketing, founded in 1999, helps our customers solve the most difficult problems when it comes to using data, analytics, process, and measurement to accelerate growth, create customer value, and improve performance. We always welcome hearing from you.